Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue our Back to Camp series, as last week we began with the four Metro high school football teams, and we have gotten outside of the Metro this week. And today on the show earlier, you heard from Janesville high school football coach Dale Eastman. Right now, we turn our attention from eight player to Class 1A, as Denver high school football coach Rhett Barrett is our guest right now. Coach Barrett, how you doing today? Thanks for joining the show.
Hey, it's always good to be on the show because you know it's football season.
Yeah, amen, man. And can't wait to learn more about your Cyclones. You're coming off a really good season, 7-1 last year. And I know you guys came up short of, you know, what your goals were, losing in the first round to what proved to be a really good MFL Marmac team. But let's start there. When you look back on all the success and maybe the very, you know, small amount of shortcomings from last season, Coach Barrett, what were the takeaways that you and your staff and your players are applying to this 2022 season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we had to be get ourselves in better shape and be more disciplined and be able to handle adversity a little bit better than what we did last year. To me, that was what kind of caused our early exit. We didn't do the little things good enough. And so that's this year, that's kind of our focus, get in better shape, create really good discipline and structure and practice, and just, you know, focus on every little detail that we can.
Hearing you talk, Coach Barrett, about attention to detail, getting in better shape, it goes right into my next question, which is, you know, as cliche as it may sound at this point, summer workouts, lifting, conditioning, you hear coaches talk about that's really when you're winning games. It makes the difference in September, October, November. So what would you say with regard to, you know, the participation and the work that got done with your summer lifting and conditioning program?
You know, our strength and conditioning program was really good this summer. Our guys were there. They're starting to understand what lifting is all about, the conditioning, you know, the steps and stepping properly and how to chase, how to run, how to lift, all that kind of stuff. I think we've really improved our mindset over the years. And I think every year we take a step, and this year we took another one. We had some kids that could have probably been there more, and we had some kids that, you know, they don't miss. So, you know, I think in high school it's pretty much like that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people have family issues and family stuff that they have to go to. And so, you know, it's not a college where you own them. But I really felt that we took a step up this summer.
Denver high school football coach Rhett Barrett, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company, as our Back to Camp series continues with coach interviews. Rhett, you've had some preseason camp practices under your belt, so what can you tell us about how your Cyclones are looking here in the early going?
Well, we have a really solid group of 18 to 20 kids of upperclassmen. A couple sophomores sprinkled in there as well. We were solid up front. We've got good size, and they're very athletic on the O-line, D-line. And, you know, we have good skill players as well, so on both sides of the ball. And a couple of them are inexperienced, but we can teach them that and get them that experience. You know, we went to Upper Iowa team camp, and they really learned there a lot. So we have a good nucleus coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not trying to make you, you know, pull your hair out, but when I say, Rhett, that, hey, you got a game in 17 days, how's that strike you?
We'll be ready. I can tell you that right now. Wopsy's working hard too, just like we are. And but if we had to, we could play a game today. It wouldn't look very pretty, but we could do it. We got our base stuff in, and our guys know what they're doing, where they're supposed to go. We could do it. Now we just have to, like I said earlier in the interview, you got to work on those little things and keep getting better. Focus on that conditioning and the discipline part of it when you're tired.
And hearing you talk about being ready for a game, albeit wouldn't necessarily be pretty. I've been asking this question to coaches about, as you go through a preseason camp, how fluid is it year by year with, okay, we know we got to get this segment, this section of camp devoted to fundamentals and technique. But when do you make the decision? And like I mentioned, how fluid is it to, you know, transition from that toward we got to start installing offense, defense, and getting into, you know, those type of things with our preseason camp?
Well, we have, you know, our quarterbacks returning, our tailbacks returning. We have returning receivers. We got line return. So, you know, they know the playbook and our terminology pretty good. Now you got to break it down. You know, you can you still work on that stuff, but you work the fundamentals, and that's where, to me, you work the little things. Where it's hard is where if you got, you know, only one or two returning starters, and then you got to start from scratch, you know what I mean? And that's always a challenge, too. Yeah. I think that's harder, where we're bringing back a fair amount of kids, and so we can really, as a team, work those fundamentals and the little things, like I said. So it's a fine line, but it's kind of fun to play it like this when you know you got some kids coming back, and it's almost like having extra coaches on the team, too, because they can help your younger kids and in fundamental groups and that.
With having experienced skill players back, how much does that create, and this might be a little bit unfair of a word, but the temptation, I don't want that to come off the wrong way, but the temptation, if you will, to maybe add a little bit in terms of wrinkles or maybe like another concept?
Yeah, I definitely, we can do that. I usually don't do that too early. You know, I don't know how I judge it. It's just me. I kind of, and our coaches talk about it. But right now, we're just kind of getting the basics in, our basic offense, defense, you know, our special teams. Mm-hmm. And once that looks good, then we can maybe elevate it a little bit here and there. But, you know, when I said we could play a game, I said it wouldn't be pretty, so we wouldn't have those extras in yet. But, next week we can maybe start playing with that stuff a little bit. Because our guys know what they're doing, and we can take out and add a little bit here and there.
A few more minutes here with Denver High School football coach Rhett Barrett on Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. Coach, you touched on, you know, the returning skill players, Ty Bradley at quarterback, Ethan Scoville at running back. I have to imagine you and those two themselves have big expectations, both on and off the field.
They do. You know, they're great kids in school. On the field, solid leaders, and they just really have come a long ways, and those guys worked hard in the summer program, you know, and then even up front, you got Logan Beatty and Chris Hazlett kind of leading that charge, and they had a really solid camp at Upper Isle, and they look good, and we even have some extra other guys that can get her done as well. So it's kind of an exciting thing. To see where these guys are, and we can push a little bit harder in practice and have a little bit higher expectations for them. You always have high expectations, but here these guys understand what you're doing, so you can push them a little bit harder. And, you know, maybe where they didn't see a read last year, now they're throwing the ball harder and making the reads and, you know, just doing the little things that we've got to do that maybe hurt us last year a little bit. Now we can get better at that.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, you had about 9-10 seniors that graduated who are among around your top 12 tacklers last season. So is it safe to say, Rhett, that there's a lot of competition and a lot of attention being paid to that side of the ball right now?
There is. You know, there was. And we put some time in there, and we'll continue to do that. You know, our secondary was very senior driven, and you know, our linebackers and that, but we've got kids that are coming right up in the ranks that got some playing time as well. Yeah, they were the leading tacklers that are gone, but the kids that we have that got some time, I think they will surprise some people, and I think they're going to be ready.
It sounds like you've got a good idea of what your personnel are going to look like, and what would you say in terms of how you can scheme them into success? Is it going to be much different than years past in terms of, you know, how their skill sets relate to how you like to typically go about playing Cyclones defense?
Yeah, I really do. I think we can tweak it. They're athletic enough, so we can do some stuff that we did. We can, you know, even add a little bit more because they're very athletic and they're very smart. And the thing that I feel like we didn't have the last few years was we weren't very cohesive. And here we have a group that's very cohesive, smart, athletic, and has some experience. I mean, there's some, but we have enough experience that we can sprinkle it in with some help. So, I think they are, it's going to be kind of a dynamic group.
Last thing, Rhett, I've been asking coaches this because whether it's at the start of fall camp or at the start of off-season training, a lot of coaches will come up with that year's or that season's motto, slogan, creed, whatever you want to call it. Are you that type of coach? Are you like a motto coach or a slogan coach? Or are you more the type like, I'll make a big speech at the start of the camp and then let's just go play ball?
That's a little bit. I'm not a big motto guy. Last year losing the MFL really hurt. Mm-hmm. And the MFL is a great team. They deserve to win. They beat us. I'm not taking anything away from them. But I felt like we kind of took a step back there, and I think a lot of our guys, seniors, felt the same way. And kind of our motto is a little bit of unfinished business. I mean, that's not official, but that's what we talk about in practice and how we've got to get more disciplined and be able to climb that ladder every week to keep getting better and better. And if we do that, I think good things will come to this team.
I would agree. You got a lot back, and you guys have just been such a top-shelf program now for a number of years, Rhett. So, like always, a real pleasure to learn more about your team and to be talking with you. As I mentioned, that means it's football season, so best of luck, best of health to your guys, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point here during the season.
Look forward to that. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, take care, Rhett. Denver High School football coach Rhett Barrett, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company as we continue our Back to Camp series ahead of the high school football season. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back and wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show right after this.